Hello, everyone. It's another great day here at Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Welcome to the show.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is small talk.
Today's title is It's a Date. It's a Date. When you spend time with your friends, do you make a time to meet ahead of time?
Well, sure, many of us are busy, so we need to find a time that works for everyone. But other times we might just meet up and decide to do something right away.
Right. Well, today we'll learn some useful English about this topic. Let's find out what our friends are doing today in our Read It.
The big buffet at the Garden Restaurant is excellent. Rob invites James to go. James thanks Rob for the invitation. Then they look at their calendars. Rob can't go on September 8th because he has a meeting. But they can both go on September 15th. Rob can't let James eat too much. He'll get a stomach ache.
Peter, where do you like to go with your friends for a good time?
Well, we like going to coffee shops and just grab a coffee and talk. Or sometimes we go bowling. Or we'll get hot pot.
Ooh.
I have one friend that loves eating barbecue.
Nice. I like to go dancing or go singing karaoke.
Oh, those are very active things to do with friends.
Yes.
Well, we all love spending time with our friends, but first we have to find a time to meet. That's why today is so important.
That's right, and we're going to learn all about how to do that in English today. But first, let's begin with our keywords with Christina.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是自助餐, buffet. James 说, I really like buffets. Rob 觉得 Garden Restaurant 这家餐厅的 buffet 棒极了。The buffet there is excellent. 形容词 excellent 表示优秀、出色、极好的。Rob 约 James 一起去吃。James 说 Thanks for the invitation. 名词 invitation 就是邀请。于是他们就查一下行事历来安排时间。They look at the calendar. 名词 calendar 就是行事历、行程记录本。 Rob 说他 9月 8日 那天不能去, 因为那天晚上要开会。 He has a meeting that night. 名词会议就是 meeting. 最后把时间定在 9月 15日, 不过 James 拜托 Rob 要管好他, 别让他吃太多了, 会胃痛。 名词的胃痛就是 stomach ache. He will get a stomach ache.
James, have you tried the big buffet at the Garden Restaurant? It is excellent.
Is it? I really like buffets.
Do you want to go sometime? We can go ourselves or we can ask others to come.
That would be fun. Thanks for the invitation. When would be a good time?
How about some Friday night? Let's look at our calendars.
We should first talk about this word buffet. I think English students will be wondering about it.
That's true. Yes, buffet is spelled B-U-F-F-E-T. But what about the T at the end of that word?
Yes, we don't say the T. The reason is that this word was first a French word. English is a mixture of languages in one language. So that's why we have words like that.
So keep on practicing. I know it's a little difficult. Rob wants to know if James has tried the big buffet at the Garden Restaurant. I like how he uses this word try here. We say this if you want to ask someone if they've done something once or twice.
Peter, do you like eating at buffets?
When I am starving, when I am really, really hungry, I love going to buffets. You know why? Well, it's because you can eat as much as you want at a buffet. How about you?
I really like buffets because You have so many options. If you don't like one food, you can try a different food or another food. For me, since I'm vegetarian, usually I can find something that works for me.
That's great. So Rob thinks that this buffet at the Garden restaurant is excellent. I like this word, excellent.
Yes, when something is really, really, really good, it is excellent.
Have you been to the museum? The paintings are excellent.
Do you listen to music? Beethoven is excellent.
Then we have a fun reply question from James. Is it? English, you can say it either way. Is it? It is?
Our friends quickly come up with a plan to go to the buffet sometime. They can go themselves, or better yet, they can go with others.
It might not make sense that he says we can go ourselves, but he uses ourselves here because he wants to make it clear who is coming.
I think that what James says here is a good reply. Friends, take a look at it to see how to reply in an invitation like this.
James says, that would be fun. Thanks for the invitation. When would be a good time? Or when would be a good time? So you say something nice, then thank them for the invitation.
And after that, you try to find a time that works. When you want to suggest a time to someone else, just say, how about, and then the time.
Right. Here, we see that Rob suggests that a Friday night would work for him. How about some Friday night? Here's Christina for more.
Rob 找 James 一起去吃 buffet, 要约什么时候比较好呢? Rob 提议, how about some Friday night?这里的 some Friday night 是什么意思呢？一些星期五晚上吗？ some 一些后面的名词不是应该用复数吗？其实 some 除了用来表达一些之外，也可以当某一个的意思用。所以 some Friday night 是指某个星期五晚上。如果你说 she was talking to some neighbor， 表示她在跟某个邻居说话，或者要买单的时候，我对你说。Just ask some waiter for the bill. 只要向某个服务生要账单就可以了。这种情况下 ,some 后面可以接单数名词哦。
Thanks, Christina. Well, I think we've already learned a lot today about English and how to talk about our plans. But now it's time for a break. Don't worry, friends, we'll be right back. Right after this. A lot of people like to go out to eat on Fridays after work. Where do you like to go to work on Friday night?
Well, I like to eat out with a lot of friends. It's Friday night. Everyone has time to be with each other. So I might go to a burger place. I love eating burgers. Or better yet, a pizza place.
Ooh, that was going to be my answer. Pizza. Yum. Well, let's find out what our friends are talking about today in Conversation B.
Okay, what are your Fridays like next month?
In September? Let me see. Well, Friday, September 8th won't work. I have a meeting that night.
How about the next Friday, September 15th? I'm free that night.
That's good for me too. Maybe we can go right after work.
Perfect.But don't let me eat too much. I'll get a stomach ache.
Wow, our friends are talking about a lot of dates here. Let's go over this conversation a little bit more and practice talking about dates.
Good idea. Let's first take a look at how he talks about Friday. He adds an S to the end of the word. This makes it Fridays.Meaning Fridays in general. this one, the next one, and so on.
And this question is a good one for other reasons, too. Christina would like to explain why. Here she is.
James 和 Rob 要约时间去吃 buffet. James 说 What are your Fridays like next month? 他的意思是问你下个月的星期五情况如何。换句话就是有什么安排了吗？那一周可以吗？所以当你想要了解某件事是什么样子或者是什么情况的时候，就可以用 What is something like? 用这样子的句型，句尾的 like 是介系词，像什么的意思。比如你想要去应征一个工作，我想知道那个是什么样子的工作，就可以问你 What is the job like? 你昨天去参加了一个婚礼，我想知道你对那个婚礼感觉如何，可以问你 What was the wedding like? 还有他的先生是什么样子的人呢？ What is her husband like?
Thanks, friends.So he makes the time more specific than Fridays. He says Fridays in September. And Friday, September 8th won't work.
Remember, we say the day, then the month, then the year in English. Chinese is the other way around.
Rob has a meeting. Meetings are usually for work. This is when people agree on a time to meet.And talk about something. They are very helpful and lets people understand each other.
James likes Friday, September 15th. He is free that night. Free means he doesn't have anything to do. He can say, this Friday is free, or I am free on Friday.
So that works for Rob too. They can go right after work. Pauline,Can you talk about the difference between right after and after?
Sure. Let's say work ends at 5 o'clock. If you leave right after work, then you leave right at 5 o'clock. But if you just leave after 5, it could be 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. It's not as specific.
I want to go to my favorite pizza place, but it gets crowded fast.So I'm going right when it opens.
Peter, you can't go there. You always eat too much. You'll get a stomach ache.
Yes, I'll get a stomach ache.
Peter, that's a bad thing.
But I'm still going to go. But Pauline, you also said today's
calendar phrase.
I'll get a stomach ache.
I'll get a stomach ache.
我会肚子痛。
Do you want soup?
No, I'll get a stomachache.
Do you want vegetables?
No, I'll get a stomachache.
Do you want fish?
No, I'll get a stomachache.
Oh.
Wait, what else can I get?
A headache, a toothache.A backache?
Very funny.
I'll get a stomachache.
I'll get a stomachache.
我会肚子痛。
That was a fun calendar phrase. But Peter, don't let me forget to go to our grammar point. We haven't gone to Rebecca yet.
Oh, well then, what about right now? Let's go to Rebecca.
Hello, friends! I'm so glad that you could join me today. Well, it's that time when you get to learn a new grammar point. Today, you are going to learn how to use the phrase, don't let me. So, for example, don't let me forget my jacket. Or you can replace the me with her. Don't let her eat junk food for dinner.You can do this, friends, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So James thinks that their plan will work well with his schedule. So he says, perfect.
Perfect means there is nothing wrong with it at all. He uses it in the same way where you could say excellent.
So our friends are going to the buffet, but I wonder if they can't grab a few more friends to join them.
Well, that would be even more fun. I think that's a great idea. Well, friends, we're out of time. We need to start reviewing. So let's look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Buffet. Buffet. You can eat a lot of food at the buffet.
Excellent. Excellent. Try this pie. It's excellent.
Invitation. Invitation. Barb gave me an invitation to her party.
Calendar. Calendar. Let's check the date on the calendar.
Meeting. Meeting. Let's have a meeting with Tom and Ben.
Stomachache. Stomachache. I ate too much. I have a stomachache. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
James, have you tried the big buffet at the Garden Restaurant? It is excellent.
Is it? I really like buffets.
Do you want to go sometime? We can go ourselves or we can ask others to come.
That would be fun. Thanks for the invitation. When would be a good time?
How about some Friday night? Let's look at our calendars.
Okay. What are your Fridays like next month?
In September? Let me see. Well, Friday, September 8th won't work. I have a meeting that night.
How about the next Friday, September 15th? I'm free that night.
That's good for me too. Maybe we can go right after work.
Perfect. But don't let me eat too much. I'll get a stomach ache.
So it looks like we have a schedule behind us. Our friend Mark is really busy. Let's take a look at some of the dates on his calendar.
Let's see. It looks like on Wednesday, September 6th, he has a doctor's appointment.
Oh, don't forget Karen's birthday party, Saturday, September 16th at noon.
That's right. And what is he doing on Monday?
Well, he's got an English test. That's going to be important.
That is important. He better study on Sunday then.
That's right. Well, let's ask a few questions and friends, look in your magazine so you can answer these questions. Here's question number one. Can Mark go to a 7 o'clock movie with Angela on Tuesday, September 5th?
What do you think? Look at the calendar and decide.
Yes, he can. He can go to the movie. He is busy on September 6th. Let's look at another question.
Ooh, I have a question.
Okay.
Should Mark play video games with Paul and David on Sunday night, September 17th?
Ooh, I don't know, Mark. Look at your schedule. You have an English test in the morning the next day. Ooh, I don't think you can play video games. I think
you're right. Well, friends, thanks for studying English with us every day. Now it's time for us to enjoy an English chat with our Jungle Chit Chat.
Hey, James, do you like buffets?
Yes, buffets are great. You can choose from many dishes.
Really?
Yes, and you can eat as much as you want.
It's all you can eat?
Yep. And the food is excellent.
Wow, I want to go to a buffet.
Well, what are you waiting for?
An invitation? Someone needs to invite me.
Can't you go by yourself?
No, someone needs to take me. Someone that likes buffets.
Right. Well, Ginger, would you like to go to a buffet with me?
Yay! Yes, yes, yes! Let's go to a buffet!
Okay, but don't let me eat too much.
Why not?
I'll get a stomach ache.
I'll eat your extra food.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Hey, Pauline, I was thinking, is there any reason why you shouldn't go to a buffet?
Well, I do really enjoy going to nice restaurants where you order just one dish and it's very high quality. I think sometimes the food at a buffet is a little less quality.
Okay, yeah, a restaurant is nicer and the food is nicer too. Well, friends, make sure to join us tomorrow for another great show right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.